Should we look offshore to meet our climate goals? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Erin Baker, professor of industrial engineering and operations research at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, looks into this question.
When it comes to addressing climate change, one exciting technology is offshore wind. The offshore wind industry places wind turbines in the ocean in order to take advantage of the strong and consistent winds offshore and the proximity of population centers along the coasts. While the U.S. has just two small offshore wind plants, with about 40 megawatts today, the Biden administration has committed to a goal of 30 gigawatts, that's 30,000 megawatts, by 2030, and a streamlined federal approval process. This goal is ambitious. It more than matches the total amount of offshore wind around the world today. But it's doable. Most of the current 28 gigawatts has been installed in the last 5 years. At the same time, costs have been decreasing precipitously, well beyond what was expected just 5 years ago. And a recent survey of wind energy experts forecasts this trend to continue, with costs expected to halve by 2050, ending up at about 4 to 8 cents per kilowatt hour, compared to the price of electricity today of 13 cents. On top of this, offshore wind provides climate value by reducing emissions and helping to reduce the cost of meeting climate goals. We estimate that in the absence of climate policy, the climate value is about 2 cents per kilowatt hour, offsetting much of the actual cost. Under a stringent emissions cap aimed at keeping temperatures below 1.5 degrees C, the climate value can reach up to $14 trillion worldwide. This means that reducing barriers to the diffusion of offshore wind energy, such as streamlining the federal approval process in the U.S., has significant value.
That was Erin Baker of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.